You're listening to 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. Los Angeles lost two of its most treasured artists this past week. And art critic Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp is here now with a remembrance of Rachel Rosenthal and Chris Burden. Hi there, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So performance artist Rachel Rosenthal, 88 years old. She died Sunday evening of heart failure. Tell us about her.
Rachel Rosenthal was certainly a great character in our community. You'd see her at art openings with her shaved head and her pet rat, Tati Wattles, on her shoulder. She was very active as an environmentalist, as a feminist, and had an interesting history. I mean, she was born in Paris to Russian parents, escaping World War II, came to L.A. in 1955, and created what's called instant theater, a kind of improvisational performance technique that she also incorporated music. And she was really a forerunner of what we now think of as performance art. A lot of the artists were attracted to what she was doing. George Herms was a regular. Lee Mulliken was a regular. And instant theater has continued to this time. And in fact, I guess it's going to continue even now that she's passed.
Now, that performative quality certainly infused the life of Chris Burden, who died of melanoma at 69 years old. Perhaps his most famous work was Urban Lights, the wonderful sculpture on Wilshire Boulevard in front of LACMA.
And they've been keeping those lights on ever since he passed away. And that will be the case until Monday, when they install his last performative work called Ode to Santos Dumont. As we know, Chris Burden was very interested in the ways in which technology and history were integrated. And this is a through line in his performance art and in his sculptures. And, of course, he started by majoring in architecture at Pomona College. And these elements were addressed in such a sophisticated way over the years. So on Monday, they will be installing this dirigible that he created with a little motor on an erector set base that powers itself around in a circle, just as the very first dirigible was created by a famous aviator named Alberto Santos Dumont, and the test flight was in 1901. Hmm. It's pure Chris Burden in that it's mesmerizing to look at. It's a quiet, thoughtful piece, and it brings up any number of ideas about the role of this inventor, about the spirit of entrepreneurship, about the ways in which we impact our culture, about the role of the individual. There was just nothing about any of Chris Burden's pieces that was ever simple. He was a complex, sophisticated, intellectual, and brilliant artist, and he will be so missed.
And I know that you knew both of these people personally, so it must be difficult for you to talk about this.
It's difficult for me, and it's also a big hole in our community, which I still think the art world can be in Los Angeles. A number of people who've known each other over a number of years and been continually amazed and thrilled by each other.
The richness of Los Angeles art. You can read Hunter's text and her tributes on our website, kcrw.com/arttalk. Thanks, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.